every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over.
That's right, it is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Jeffrey, my boy, I just want to give a shout-out to two of the hottest babes in the great state of Alabama. They are part of our Mouthing Off universe. You know, from 1 to 10, CL would call them 9 and heavy change. All our girls, hello to Miss Emily and Chloe from the great state of Alabama. You know, you're talking about somebody who, I put that jabroni boy, Mike Brown, on the jabroni list, and he coughed up the money for your Central Florida boy, Trey Henderson, and he got his money.
I'm interested to see, they open up against Cleveland, and I'm interested to see what this Cincinnati Bengals team is all about, because their defense looks horrific. Not the kind of defense that one man can fix, but their offense looks spectacular. I mean, they've got two incredible wide receivers. We know the quarterback position is set, and a great young running back. So I'm interested to see if they're going to be one of those like greatest show on turf type teams that puts up 56, gives up 42.
Football. They do that.
Oh yeah. But it's going to be fun to watch. We're going to get into college football, the NFL, Major League Baseball, the WWE, and of course, Jabroni of the Week this week. Eddie, we are on the precipice of the NFL season, 2 days away from Thursday night's first game, which is so exciting that we're there.
Well, we're there already, which is good. When our show airs, it's Saturday mornings. And then Saturday and Sunday. So we're giving you the news ahead of time. That's how good we are. We can predict stuff that happens before it happens. That's how come we're mouthing off all over the world.
So when our listeners listen to this, they'll know the result of Philadelphia versus the Cowboys, the Eagles-Cowboys. But let's predict it. I'm taking the Eagles all day. What about you?
Hey, look, I love Jerry Jones as a human being, but I'm not going to bet on those Cowboys at all.
All right, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies, so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in the parking lot. It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos. So use Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There's nothing worse than losing cell service while exploring the great outdoors, but that's changing fast. T-Mobile is bringing coverage to the most remote parts of the country with T-Satellite with Starlink, reaching over 500,000 square miles where towers can't, thanks to over 650 satellites already in orbit. Over 1 million messages have already been sent in hard-to-reach areas from national parks to remote trails. King of Phillips, travel expert.
As someone who's constantly off the beaten path, this changes everything. Now I can stay connected, even deep in the mountains or deserts.
For more information, visit T-Mobile.com, sponsored by T-Mobile.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties, grilled, spicy, original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
IBM and the United States Tennis Association are unveiling a new lineup of AI-powered digital experiences for tennis fans around the world. The 2025 U.S. Open app offers customized, nonstop coverage to bring tennis fans right inside the two-week tournament. Too long didn't read? New Watson X-powered key points instantly generate summaries for all articles and match analysis for fans who need quick, snackable tennis insights. To learn more about this new feature and others like Match Chat and Live Likelihood to Win, download the U.S. Open app, sponsored by IBM.
The Columbia Interchange system was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
The honeymoon's over for Chapel Bill. Oh, my goodness gracious. I mean, what? I mean, the whole state of North Carolina was excited. And they got blown out by TCU. Let me tell you, Johnson is the guy he needed to start. Not this guy out of South Alabama. I just knew a guy that played in South Alabama. That's like just like a grade up from high school, South Alabama. And he just wasn't good enough. When you play TCU, them Texas boys can play some football.
This is something is Texas Christian just really good? Or
oh, yeah, they just really that damn good.
I think so, too. You. I'm thinking that the Tar Heels faced a legitimate opponent on his opening night. And let's get it real. You cannot turn a college around overnight. Not even Bill Belichick can do it. So I think that everybody's, of course, going to talk about this. He came out and said changes needed to be made. But the reality of it is that he's got 2-3 years, if he's actually going to stay in Chapel Hill, to build a team. And it remains to be seen. Will kids want to go play for Bill Belichick?
Well, you're stupid not to. I mean, when you hear guys like Randy Moss, you know, and Teddy Bruschi, and guys like that, it says what a great coach he is. Why wouldn't you want to learn from the best? I mean, it's no different than Nick Saban coaching you. Same philosophy, same manner, same everything. Belichick and Saban are just alike.
I wonder, though, so Nick Saban was the closer when they were recruiting at Alabama. He had his guys out there. He delegated. They went and met these kids. But when it was time to close the deal, Nick Saban was showing up. And does Bill Belichick have that in him?
Oh, yeah. I think he loves it. Him and Michael Lombardi are a great tag team. I mean, you know, that they're two funny dudes, man. I mean, when they come and see you, they're funny. I mean, you got the GOAT telling you, come play for me. You know, I only got 6 Super Bowls.
Alabama Crimson Tide.
Oh, geez.
It's over in Alabama, I believe.
The real Roll Tide just came out.
Well, I was saying Roll Knowles the whole week going up to that because
you talk about a guy who turned that program around. Florida State went and turned their whole program around. You see that offensive line Florida State has? I mean, what a job they did. I mean, it's like those Alabama boys were no more a Nick Saban group than a man in the moon. They quit. I've never seen an Alabama team quit. They quit.
Florida State had an absolutely horrific year last year, but the year before that, they were 13-0. They got screwed out of the playoff because the committee said because their quarterback got hurt that they didn't deserve to make it in, which was a ridiculous thing to say. Alabama got in with three losses over a Florida State team that was 13-0.
The only reason Alabama got in was because of who used to be there, Nick Saban.
Yeah.
Not because of this DeBoer guy with this woke crap that he's bringing from Washington. It will not play in the SEC. And I told you that. And they need to fire this dude. I don't care what his buyout is. Buy him out. The great state of Alabama's got plenty of money.
So Florida State deserves to be in the playoffs 2 years ago. They don't get in. It's a big story. A lot of guys bail and don't go play in their bowl game. I don't really blame them. I think it looked bad, but the reality of it is that's being scorned.
I mean, I'm not going to go out there and get hurt for some NCAA woke crap, and you screwed my school out of a bowl game. That's just not right, Jeff. You know that.
I agree. So basically, Florida State had to reset, and they're reset. They have a great coach in Norvell, and that team is just significantly better than Alabama. The final score in that game, I was worried that Florida State was going to give that thing away because the final score in that game was way closer than that game was. They were running it and throwing it down Alabama's throat until the third quarter, and then into the fourth quarter, they turn over a punt, bad bounce, poor kid. You know, the ball hits the ground and it rockets into his leg. Not a whole lot he can do about that other than not be there when the ball comes down.
Hey, Gus Malzahn had Florida State Seminoles ready to go.
Oh, yeah. They looked great. I think that's a team that is competing for a national championship.
Their defense looked good. Everything. They look like the old Florida State that you know, when you watch the Seminoles, they were somebody.
Yes, they are somebody. They are. The ACC has a very top heavy, strong. They've got four teams that can compete for a national championship this year, and Florida State is certainly one of them. DeBoer needs to go in Alabama, though. It's this experiment hasn't worked out, and he's going to – I don't know if it's him or if it's just the fact that you can't follow a legend. Maybe he'll land somewhere else and have success, but the reality of it is that he's not the guy for Alabama. They need to move on right now and not put their fans and their kids through this anymore.
Well, yeah, you're right. They need to fire him like yesterday.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Saban left the cupboard full of great stars at Alabama. And when they started practicing with this DeBoer guys, that's when they started saying, no, this is not going to work in the SEC. Ball players know what coaches are winners and what coaches are playing coach. And this guy's playing coach. And you can't do that with SEC. Just telling you, can't do it.
So the biggest matchup of the weekend was Ohio State at Texas. Ohio State coming in at number 3, Texas number 1. By the time we got to the game time, Vegas had gone and put Texas ahead of Ohio State in the odds. But like I said, going into this game, and I still feel this way, Ohio State is a seasoned team with a great coach, and Texas needed to play a lesser team the first couple of games with Arch Manning to get him comfortable, and Ohio State made him uncomfortable this whole game.
Matt Patricia brought in that Patriot defense that he played in the NFL. Teddy Bruschi, it's like he was saying, hey, I could have told Arch Manning what to call. I knew every defense that Matt was setting up because he said, that's what I was in for years. And, you know, Matt Patricia took Ohio State and confused Arch Manning. That's the only time I've ever seen a Manning confused.
His uncle had a tough first season in Indianapolis, so Arch Manning's going to be fine. The Longhorns are going to be fine. You take a loss game one of the season in this new playoff format, and you can definitely dig yourself out. Yes. And by the time, if this game would have happened in week 7, this would have been a much different game. So Arch Manning's first game out of the chute after he's taken over the Longhorns doesn't look good on his resume, but I think they're going to be fine. Miami, Carson Beck.
They look good, man.
They
Carson
look
Beck. he was wheeling and dealing, man. I mean, he's got that zip on that ball again.
Well, you know, this game was not the marquee game of the week, but it ended up being the marquee game of the week. This was the best game in college football all weekend long, back
the
and
Catholics
forth.
Versus the Convicts.
And Miami came out on top, but they barely did. And Notre Dame is good. They're going to be, did I say four teams out of the ACC? Because I always forget. Is Notre Dame in the ACC in
football? No, they're independent.
Okay, so they're still independent. So SMU, Miami, Clemson, and Florida State in the ACC. Notre Dame will be in the conversation at the end of the season, but the top 10 rankings are out, and Ohio State takes over that number one spot. Penn State sticks at two. LSU, after their win over Clemson, moves up to three. Georgia at four. Miami moves up to five. Oregon's at six. Texas slips to seven, but that's really, I knew that would happen. Clemson's at eight. Notre Dame at nine, and South Carolina at 10 after their big win. The college,
and that's a fair top 10.
I like
real
it.
Real good teams.
I like it.
Real good teams. Yeah. And I mean, I was kind of displeased with the ranking of Miami at the start of the season, but it didn't take them long to get in the top five, which they need to be, because they're that damn good. I mean, Notre Dame, you know, they got Lloyd Carr's grandson playing quarterback. This guy at Carr can throw the ball too. He's no joke.
They're going to be just fine as well. These big games in the beginning of the season are so much fun, and it's nice to know that those teams that took losses in week one will be fine come the end of the season. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
It's the best damn show on your radio.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
You know, Jeffrey, I just got to say this. They're driving me crazy with this Micah Parsons crap. You know, now they're trying to, like Stephen A., and I like Stephen A., he's a friend of ours, but he's trying to turn it into a racist kind of deal. You know, and I'm going to call you Al Sharpton, Stephen A., if you don't stop that crap. And it's like, you know, they're trying to say that that Jerry Jones can't talk to a 25-year-old grown man and tell him, here's what I'm going to pay you. Just get your agent and we'll do the contract. And then his agent, who's a black guy who thinks he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. And I think he sucks. They do that race baiting. It's all about the money. Okay, how much money are you going to be paid? And that's it. How much is Jerry Jones paying? You can just shut up and sign the damn deal. I mean, that's simple.
This got ugly, and I was stunned when I saw that they shipped him up north, but he's now a Green Bay Packer. And let me do this quickly, Eddie. Odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. Odark30.com, tell them Mouthing Off sent you. Micah Parsons may be bad goods. They may have shipped.
I think he's damaged goods. I think that Jerry Jones got the scoop from his doctors that were treating him for the inflammation and all this other stuff and say, hey, Jerry, you better not give this guy $40 million a year.
Yeah.
You know, you better go trade him and get whatever you can for this damaged thoroughbred here.
There's rumblings that he won't start week one with Green Bay, which is scary. So if Jerry Jones did not let the Packers know about that and traded him, do they have any recourse?
No, because their doctors cleared him.
All right. That's crazy if he goes up there. I guess it's really, though, if his back is hurt and he can get back to normal, he is a young guy, then it pays off long term regardless. But they got $188 million to go up to Green Bay once he was sent up there. He signed a deal and Micah Parsons is no longer a Cowboy. I don't know how much the Cowboys are going to suffer with his loss.
They're not.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, Jeff. I mean, what did Micah Parsons do for the Cowboys? How many games did he win?
He won a lot. He was the anchor of that defense. He's a stud and they will miss him, but I don't know that he was going to make them a Super Bowl contender. I think their problems
overrated Micah Parsons.
I think their problems when it comes to money, when it comes to talent, I think all of their problems lie on the other side of the ball. And they still have those issues, and Micah Parsons was not going to be able to fix them. So Jerry Jones moves on. Green Bay, now very happy to have Micah Parsons. They were already a good team. He will make them better if he plays. The Steelers coach, Mike Tomlin, expects Cam Hayward to suit up for Sunday's game against the Jets. This is a thing that really, really annoys me.
Huh. Well, Hayward is kind of like the face of the Steelers. I mean, you know, he comes from... I mean, his father was Ironhead. I mean, come on. It's like, give the guy his money. Because when he signed that other contract, he did it to help the team. And now he's seeing all these get their money. This guy gets his money. All this guy's getting money. Okay, you asked me to take a discounted deal. Now, I want a real deal. And that's all he's saying. So just man up, Pittsburgh. Give him a real deal because you know he bleeds Steelers. And there's no doubt that he's one of the best there ever was.
I do want to give Cam Hayward a little bit of advice. You're getting paid a lot of money. You're playing where you want to play. And you're 36 years old. You cannot ask to be paid for what you did before. He's a 7-time Pro Bowler. But that fact of the matter
is... Yeah, but the Pro Bowl doesn't mean crap anymore, Jeff. I mean, you're what do they do?
Well,
they have little hankies in the back, right? What do you call that?
A lot of the flag best football? Of flag football. The best players aren't like, there because this happens in between the playoffs and the Super Bowl. The conference champion guys are in the Super Bowl, so they're not making it. The guys that lost in the conference championship typically aren't making it to the Pro Bowl.
And they're coming to your Orlando and enjoying the sun and playing flag football.
Yeah.
And getting everything comped by Disney.
So this was a holdout of a guy who's been in Pittsburgh for 14 years. He's 36 years old. He's asking for money for what he did last year. And the Steelers would be wise to not pay him. And he should be wise to play out the rest of his contract. And then if they still feel like they should pay him, they can pay him. Jackson Dart got moved up the quarterback rankings in New York. He's now listed ahead of Jameis Winston as quarterback versus Washington in the season opener. So Russell Wilson is now has the rookie breathing down his neck in Jackson Dart.
Because Jackson Dart, remember I told you when they drafted him, he was going to be a great pro, and he is. And, you know, Jameson Winston, he can go to the club level restaurant up there and steal all those crab legs and bring them on down. He'll have the whole game to eat them.
I feel like Jameis Winston was a really smart choice to back up Russell Wilson, but he makes no sense if you decide that Jackson Dart is going to be under center. So Jameis Winston may not be long for New York. They may choose to bring someone else in, and Russell Wilson, I feel like if he does not work out quickly in New York, Jackson Dart will be playing quarterback for the Giants. The Titans are going to sign linebacker White, veteran coming off his best season with the Cardinals. They're going to up their defense a little bit.
Yeah, they need to. And you know something? That Cam Ward's looking good.
I think that the Titans are sneaky good this season. I also feel that way about the New York Football Giants. I hate to say it, but
they got a great defense, those Giants.
And they also have a good young running back. They have a quarterback who's proven in the league, backed up by a rookie everyone's excited about. Tommy DeVito's out in New York, so you don't have the fan favorite
and pizza.
So they have actual quarterbacks in New York now. So I do think the Giants could be a surprising, maybe sneak into a wild card, but the Titans are in the same boat. They're a team that was really bad, and I think that they have changed their fortunes. If Cam Ward works out for them, they're in really good shape. Lamar Jackson has stepped up his routine in Baltimore. He's preparing for the Buffalo Bills in the season opener. What a matchup for week one. Josh Allen will be his matchup with the Bills.
Yeah, that's Sunday night, isn't it? That'll be on NBC Sunday Night Football probably. And oh my goodness, the Ravens versus the Bills.
Yeah,
what Josh Allen, you know, you can talk about Lamar Jackson all you want. He's a bridesmaid, never the bride. And you got two bridesmaids in Josh Allen with the Bills that they just can't get over the hump. Two great quarterbacks in one game that can't get to the big show because there's a guy who's wearing that yellow and red by the name of Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City Chiefs that says, no, 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 I'm the king and you're going to always be the queen. And so that's just the way it works.
Yeah, it's tough to be in the AFC right now because Kansas City seems to be. I mean, you went from Tom Brady to Patrick Mahomes and everybody else is just hoping to be able to get past one of those guys for decades now. And Josh Allen has been the victim of Patrick Mahomes. Lamar Jackson has been the victim of Patrick Mahomes. But is this one
and
of their
Josh
years?
Josh Allen. He's a victim of two of them.
Yeah. So maybe this is one of their years, but we'll see who's the better in week one, Josh Allen versus Lamar Jackson. Matthew Stafford is starting year 17. He will start for the Rams versus Houston week one.
Boy, Matthew Stafford is the man. I mean, he can still do what he always could do. I mean, he's playing in that great weather in L.A.
Yep.
He doesn't have to worry about that cold and being in the cold weather. And he can throw that ball. I mean, that guy can spin a ball. He can throw that ball about 80 yards still. I mean, that's unbelievable.
It's going to be interesting to see. Obviously, he's not a long-term answer for them. They're going to have to find another quarterback in the near-term future. But they got what they wanted out of him. They got a few good years, and they got a Super Bowl out of him. So
yeah,
things are looking good.
They playing the Texans. And the Texans, let me tell you, C.J. Stroud and that Texas defense, he's got to be careful that he doesn't give up, you know, two or three picks, because the Texans are really legit.
There's some good games on this slate coming up. Kansas City and the Chargers is going to be a great game. Are we going to see the Harbaugh Chargers? Are they ready to compete in Los Angeles at this point?
Are they ready for prime time is what you're saying?
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't know if they got all the puzzle put together yet, but I know he will within 3-4 years. But like he did it with the Niners, you know, that's a team you better watch too. The Niners, don't sleep on the Niners. I mean, they got Pearsall out of Gator Boy, yep, out of Ocala, where you are,
yep,
up from Orlando. This guy is going to catch a lot of balls.
Oh,
this
yeah
year.
He's been waiting too. He's been waiting to get his hand on the ball in San Francisco, and they're going to be throwing that team is great. They haven't fallen off any. They face the Seahawks, so we'll see what happens there. But the other matchups that stick out to me are Detroit and Green Bay Sunday afternoon. That's going to be a fantastic matchup. Micah Parsons may not play in that game, but we're going to see Detroit as a team that fell barely short of making it to the Super Bowl last year, and we're going to see if they are
back. Who's going to win that game?
I think Green Bay is going to win that game.
Well, I'm going to go with the Detroit Lions because Campbell said that this is the best team he's had since he's been in Detroit.
The other exciting game that we haven't spoken about is Minnesota and Chicago on Monday night. This is going to be a barn burner. I'm excited to see JJ suit up for Minnesota. I'm excited to see Ben Johnson's version of the Chicago Bears. Just an exciting Monday night matchup for week one.
Well, I'm going to go with the Bears and Ben Johnson.
I'm not opposed to that choice, but I feel like Minnesota's the better team, so I'm taking Minnesota.
You're going to vote for the cheerleaders, huh?
I am. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
That leaf pile is 100 feet tall. Your dad can't handle this.
Not without the right equipment.
Yard work piling up? Gear up for fall with John Deere. Get $750 off select mowers, $2,000 off select Gator UVs, and $3,000 off select compact tractors.
Did I hear your dad got a John Deere?
Yep, bad day to be a leaf pile.
Gear up for fall at an authorized John Deere dealer now through September 30th. Learn more at johndeere.com/gearupforfall.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
This sandwich, it's a complete game changer. Hello, this is Mike, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club is that juicy chicken with that toasty pretzel bun. That bun, it's crispy, cozy, just amazing. With the pretzel bun, the Dijon mustard, and the chicken, it makes that sweet, savory kind of combination. It's everything that you love about food rolled into one. It looks phenomenal. It tastes great. It's delicious.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Mouthing off all over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Oh, can you believe the marathon is winding down in Major League Baseball? And they're fixing to start clinching postseason spots next.
This is a great time in baseball if your team is in it. It's so much fun to watch down the stretch if your team is in it. My team isn't in it, but I'm excited about a few things in Major League Baseball because there are teams that have made it that we are not the normal names that we've gotten used to seeing these past few years. The Blue Jays are a legit contender this year. I'm excited to see if they can finally pull it together. The Cubs are back, but the real story that I'm excited about is the Seattle Mariners. It's been a while since the Seattle Mariners could legitimately say, we can win a World Series.
Hey, and the Milwaukee Brewers.
They've been pretty legit for a decent amount of time now, but they're, I feel like, exactly where they've been. They just haven't been able to get over the hump.
Right. And I'm so happy for the Detroit Tigers. You know, they got the old Astro coach, you know.
Yeah, A.J. Hinch. I mean, if I'm a GM of a franchise, I'm hiring a former catcher to be my manager. How many times have you seen catchers become managers? They seem to be the best guys. They know the game inside and out. They watch it from a perspective where they see everything happen, and it's just a natural move from the catcher position into the management position. And A.J. Hinch is a perfect example of this. If you look at history, these guys seem to win when you put them in that position. And I mean, the Tigers are rolling. I need to look and see how many former catchers are managers in Major League Baseball right now. The Tigers are far and away the best team in their division. The Blue Jays, believe it or not, are winning in the AL East right now. The Yankees and the Red Sox are in the wild card positions right now, but the Toronto Blue Jays are leading the AL East. So exciting.
You got to talk about the Philadelphia Phillies and Schwarber.
Well, the Phillies are...
He's going to be MVP. He's going to beat Ohtani out. Watch.
Well, the Philadelphia Phillies are... Their window is closing. So they've got to win it or they're going to go down as a really good team that made it to a World Series but never got past it. And Bryce Harper's tenure with the Phillies may not look that good on paper when he's done. But this is the year I feel like this is the one when they've got to do it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at Schwarber, he was with the Cubs, you remember? And now he's got over 50 home runs and 100 some odd ribbies. I mean, it's like, wow. I mean, he's a leadoff dude.
He was part of the experiment in Washington after coming off of their World Series win that ended up running everybody out the door. He was on that Nationals team when they got rid of him, Trey Turner, Max Scherzer, when they basically emptied the cupboard to rebuild.
That's crazy.
So,
oh, man.
But it wasn't working. So it was probably the right thing to do. If I could change history, the only thing I would change is I would have kept Juan Soto. But outside of that, I think it was time to break that thing up and rebuild. And they could have rebuilt around a young superstar, but they didn't. And we are where we are now. Wrapping up the AL, the Houston Astros, always there. No surprise to see them in the action. The wild card seems to be the place to be when it comes
Red
to the postseason.
The Yankees. That's baseball, man.
It's surprising to me that the Red Sox are in the conversation. You know, they got rid of their biggest star. They have good pitching. You know, they've got Wheeler's getting ready to come back for them, I believe.
You got Alex Bregman on third base, can hit the ball.
Yeah, the kid they got from the Dodgers, whose name is escaping me, is getting ready to come back, I think, to pitch. And They're doing it. Whatever's in the sauce in Boston is working right now. The Rangers and the Royals are sniffing at that wild card position. So this is not set by any stretch of the imagination. These are the two teams in the AL whose fans are most excited right now. The Guardians are slightly behind them and the Rays, but the reality of it is the Rangers and the Royals fans are going to have the most exciting stretch or the most disappointing stretch because they are battling for that wild card right now. They're a game and a half out and 2.5 games out, and that's going to be exciting. Jumping over to the NL, we talked about the Brewers. We talked about the Phillies. The Dodgers, of course, are the NL
Padres,
West.
Don't forget them. The Padres, they're the kind of team that will probably open up against the Cubs.
Yes.
In the wild card. That'll be good as a World Series right there.
I feel like they're cursed. I feel like the Padres are absolutely cursed. They've kept it together, and they keep competing, and they keep making it to the playoffs, but they never seem to be able to get over the hump. They were in the National League pennant series a few years ago, but they didn't make it. And, you know, they just seem to hover right there.
Yeah. They drinking that Mexican water.
I guess so. Something's going on down there. The Mets are right now in the third position for the wild card in the NL. But exciting for the Reds and the Giants who are sniffing at the wild card. This one's a little more wide open. They're 4 games and 5 games back in the NL wild card race.
Francona.
Yeah,
Back to Cincinnati. Look, he's doing the magic he did it with the Indians.
I really think if there's a team that's going to overtake one of these wild card teams, it is the Cincinnati Reds. I know the Giants are very good. It just seems like they're not ready yet. They reset the deck, and I think next year they're going to be significantly better than they are this year. But the Reds are exciting to watch down the stretch. Major League Baseball. We're on the hunt for October right now, and exciting time.
Good stuff.
ODark30.com, where tactical meets practical. ODark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. ODark30.com. Tell them Mouthing Off sent you. Let's jump over to the WWE, Eddie.
Oh, man. The latest breaking news, CJ Punk's wife, AJ Lee, is coming back. Now, she's been gone for 10 years. So you have to dust her off and get her moving. And I think they're going to go up against Becky Lynch.
All right.
And your boy, who you like?
My boy?
The guy wears the glasses with them little old bun on his hair. What's his name? Rollins?
Yeah, Seth Rollins.
Yeah, I can't stand that dude. Hey, you know who really the fans love to see and watch is AJ Styles.
Yes.
You know, I had I produced him at Universal with XWF, and man, what a talent that dude is, and a great guy. He's from the great state of Georgia, and him and old Travis Tritt hangs out a lot, and they're good dudes. Then you got Tiffany Stratton. I told you that girl's going to be the bomb, didn't I?
Yeah. She's the women's division in the WWE is very exciting right now.
Yeah, they just missing the girl, man. They missing the headliner.
Liv Morgan.
The one and the only, Liv Morgan. Oh, they're not the same without that good-looking girl. I mean, not only is she nice-looking, but she can work in the ring and talk on the mic. I mean, she's got every trait to be what she is, a superstar in the world of professional wrestling. And you got Bron Breakker. You know who that is. That's Steiner. Why they don't call him Steiner, I don't know. But he laid old Roman Reigns out, you know, the other night.
Yes, and they need to give him a shot at a belt for sure.
Yeah, you need to see all these people that are coming in are Paul Heyman's guys and girls. Who's it gonna be? Whoa, Jeffrey, my boy, it's going to be the Jabroni of the Week can be only one guy. Now he gets paid $188 million. Now he's calling his agent. No wonder Jerry Jones hates his agent. He's calling that he's trying to, you know, say that Jerry Jones is a racist. I mean, come on. Just because he's white, he's a racist? I mean, come on. You know, he offered you $40.5 million. And that wasn't good. You wanted to bitch about it. Well, guess what? You didn't get it. He sent you and your damaged ball player, Micah Parsons, to Green Bay. Hey, ask old Micah how the nightlife is in Green Bay.
It's not going to be the same, but he's playing for a storied franchise. Things could have been significantly worse. He could have been on the other end in Cleveland. They could have probably sent him a lot of places that would be worse than Green Bay. He's going to a team that's going to be competing for a Super Bowl. They're young. He's young. So he could have a long storied career in Green Bay, or his back may be broken and Jerry Jones pull the fast one on the Packers.
Well, I hope so. And he's got his money, though. It's all guaranteed. So, the doctors cleared him.
Yep. It's an interesting story. Hey, Eddie, I want to shout out my new friend, Rod Pampling, who is a senior tour PGA player. He's a Tiger Woods era golfer. And I had the privilege, I was on a work trip and I managed to get a couple of rounds of golf in. And one of the days I played golf with Rod Pampling as my scrambler partner.
Oh, cool. How'd you do?
Well, we as a team shot a 68, so we were 4 under par.
Oh, cool.
You need to
hang out with him more.
I need to hang out with him so much more. We were going out to play. We were at the range, and the other two guys that we were playing against were saying, what's the over-under on how many of Jeff's balls get used in this scramble? And one of them said 3, and I was like, I will take the under on that all day long. But I would have lost my money because we ended up using 5 of my balls, and 2 of those balls were instrumental in winning holes. So it worked out really nice for me. I had a great time. And playing with a professional golfer is a whole different experience. If you ever get a chance to do so. But Rod was a great guy. He's an Aussie.
Hey, I played with a lot of professional golfers. I've been embarrassed a lot of times.
That's what was good is that I found it that yeah. I was able to step up to my level of competition, and I played a really good round of golf for me, but he was way better. It's irritating to watch those guys. You know, he doesn't take practice swings. He may do it when he's playing out on the tour, but he doesn't take practice swings. So he steps right up to the ball.
Well, he doesn't need to. He already knows.
He practiced enough.
All you got to do is let him lead and you just follow. Whatever iron he's using, you use it. Whatever swing, how he hits that ball, you hit it the same way.
I wish it were that easy, but it wasn't.
You can try.
I definitely should try. I should definitely have taken a video of him and gone home and just, I used the Rod Pampling swing. You got to pick one. But anyway, fun story for me. I had a great time up in North Florida getting to play with a PGA Tour veteran.
The Redneck Riviera.
Oh, I was in the middle of the Redneck Riviera. I don't spend a lot of time up in Northwest Florida.
It's beautiful up there.
Man, I'll tell you what, I didn't know where Destin was until I lived in St. Louis, because every time they said, you from Florida? Are you from Destin? I'm like, I don't even know where that is.
That's better looking than the French Riviera.
Yeah.
Destin is. It's gorgeous.
Well, I guess everybody in the Midwest goes there for vacation. And, Fort Walton Beach is up there, which I went to a few years ago, but I like that
hey,
part
that's
of
where
Florida.
I played golf with Jim McMahon.
Nice.
And oh my God, he plays barefooted.
Yeah, he's an interesting fellow, that Jim McMahon. Anyway, if it wasn't a 7-hour drive for me to get up to that neck of the woods, I'd spend a lot more time up there. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet.
Yeah, we'll be right back. I gotta find that 5th doctor.
Mouthing Off
All Over the World.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Yeah, you know, when you're talking about golf and playing with pros, man, you got to step it up because them guys can play. And I used to hit that white ball pretty good at one time. And if you don't play enough, don't waste your time.
I'm a weekend warrior, so I have my good days. I have my bad days. I have my slice days. I have my hook days. I have my hit it right down the middle and think I finally figured it out days. But golf for me is getting out and enjoying a day out in the sun with my friends, having a couple beers, having a cigar. That's what it's all about. It's not really about the game.
Well, that's the way you play golf.
Yeah.
Beer and cigars.
Yes. And I did a lot of that and had a great time. And I'm now a golfer. So you guys might have to hear stories.
Who's not smoking any cigars right now? It's Capital Bill.
I don't feel really bad for a guy of his age that loses a college football game. I wonder what the girl felt about him after that loss. Did she, you know, go home and close the door and leave him out on the couch? Or
she loves Capital Bill, brother. Yeah, so I mean, she nursed him back to health.
It's hard for me to feel really bad for Bill Belichick when I see he was talking to her on the sideline the whole time. So they're clearly very much in love. She may have been calling plays, which could have been the problem.
No, that Fred Kitchen was the problem. Yeah. Hey, if he'd have stuck to the game plan where they took that ball and marched right down the field on opening drive and kept calling the game that way, you'd have had a different score.
Football's back. College football, the weekend was so fantastic. I sat on my couch. I watched college football. I'm looking forward to Thursday night, you know, breaking the ice with the Thursday night game, which is over now.
Notice I've never, I didn't predict that game. So I tell you who I will. I'm going to go with the Buffalo Bills over the Baltimore Ravens.
All right. So the Bills over the Ravens. I like that pick. I like Buffalo.
Yeah, because they're, you know, those Bills are tough at home, and that's where they're playing, in Buffalo.
They definitely have changed the face of that place, so we'll see what happens. Josh Allen is their quarterback, so they're always a threat. They've got a long season, so whatever happens on Sunday, both of those teams are competing for a Super Bowl championship this year. We got to run, Eddie. Tell them goodbye.
Well, for Jeff Taylor, this is the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield, saying see you next week.